Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Dalad Mishnah Zayin and Parak Dalad Mishnah Ches. Today in Parak Dalad Mishnah Zayin we're going to be discussing whether or not you have to make a verbal declaration when redeeming Ma'aser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Hapoda Ma'aser Sheni v'lo kara. Shame. If someone redeems Ma'aser Sheni and he doesn't state explicitly that this is the redemption for this Ma'aser Sheni produce. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says that's sufficient, that's enough to have declared it Ma'aser Sheni, even if you don't specify and say it out loud that this is Ma'aser Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefarish. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that you have to specify verbally that these coins are going to be considered to be the redemption money for Ma'aser Sheni produce. And as the bartender points out, the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, that simply that not calling it out by name, not specifying that these coins are now Ma'aser Sheni, works for the declaration of Ma'aser Sheni. That's all about kavana. It's all about intention. Continuing now in the Mishnah, discussing a similar machlokas, but in a different context. Says the Mishnah, Hoye medaber im ha'isha al iske gita v'kidushah. If a person's speaking with a woman, either about getting divorced, right? This is obviously a woman that he's married to. V'kidusha, or he's talking to an unmarried woman about potentially getting married, and they're having this discussion. V'nosan logita, v'kidusha, v'lo feirish. And all of a sudden, the guy gives her either a get, in the case of the woman that he's married to, or gives her something, some kesef, some valuable item, for the purposes of marrying her, but doesn't explicitly say, I want to get divorced. It doesn't explicitly say that I want to get married. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says that it is enough. He handed her something silently, even though he didn't explicitly say what he's looking to do in the relationship that he's looking to have. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefaresh. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that in order for a divorce to work, in order for kedushin, for marriage to be concretized, to be completed, he has to explicitly say, I'm handing you this get for divorce, I'm handing you this item to get married to. He has to explicitly, clearly, specifically, what he's looking to do and the relationship that he's looking to have. But once again, the bartender points out the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, namely in the case of divorce or in the case of marriage, he simply has to hand it to her again once he had the discussions and the conversations about the marriage or about the divorce, and then he hands her something even if he doesn't explicitly and clearly say why he's handing it to her. Then that works according to Rabbi Yossi, and again, that is the halacha that we follow. Okay, now we are continuing with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches, as we continue our discussion of transferring the holiness of Ma'aser Sheni produce to a coin. Says the Mishnah, Haminiach Iser, if someone sets aside an Iser, which is again as a type of a coin that is being used to redeem the holiness of Ma'aser Sheni, onto this coin, V'achal Alav Chetzio, and what did he do? He ate enough of Ma'aser Sheni fruits to equal half the value of this Iser. So he redeemed half an Iser's worth of Ma'aser Sheni onto this coin, and then ultimately wanted to eat those fruits outside of Yerushalayim. So now we have a coin, of an Iser coin. Half of it is a Ma'aser Sheni, and half of it is nothing, because he only sanctified half of this Iser coin. But then says the mission of a halach l'makom acher, v'arehu yotze befundio. And all of a sudden he goes to another place, and in that other place, the value of an Iser is actually higher, so that it buys as much as a pundion. A pundion is actually two times an Iser. An Iser is half of a pundion, which is, the Iser in this case actually goes up in value based on the new place that he went. So says the Mishnah, Ochel alav od Iser. The halacha is that he may now redeem and then ultimately eat, in terms of the Ma'aser Sheni, the unsanctified value left in it, another Iser of Ma'aser Sheni. Another Iser of Ma'aser Sheni, even though initially it was an Iser, and the value of the Iser, and then he ate half of it, so he had half an Iser left, but now it doubled, so now he still has an Iser, another Iser of value that is left. And again, another Iser is approximately 8 prutas or so. Now, had the Mishnah taught us this halacha, one might have thought that since the Iser originally only had 4 prutas of Ma'aser Sheni in it, and the Iser is now worth 16 prutas, right? An iser times 2 is going to be 16, because each iser is 8 prutas. There is now room on it to redeem another 12 prutas of Maaser Sheni. But no, the Mishnah is teaching us that both the Maaser Sheni half and the unsanctified half of the iser doubled their value, leaving only half the coin remaining, which is approximately 8 prutas worth to redeem for the purposes of Maaser Sheni. Now the Mishnah is going to continue to deal with the opposite situation, where a coin that was only half Maaser Sheni then decreased in value. Says the Mishnah, Hameiniach Pundion. If someone set aside a Pundion coin to redeem Maaser Sheni produce onto it, V'achal Lav Chetzio, once again he ate against that Maaser Sheni fruits of half its value, so half of the Pundion, which again is the amount of an Isser, is how much he ate of Maaser Sheni. Again, half the Pundion is now unsanctified, and half of it is Maaser Sheni. V'halach l'makom acher v'harehu yotzei be'iser. He then went with his Pundion coin to another area where he buys only as much as an Iser. Again, it goes down in value. A Pundion is now worth an Iser. Ochel alav od plag. The halacha is that he may now redeem and eat against the unsanctified value left in it, another half an Iser's worth of Maaser Sheni, because again, we're assuming that both the Maaser Sheni, half of the coin, went down in value, and the unsanctified amount of the other half of the coin went down in value, and therefore you only have that remaining half of the Iser to eat of Maaser Sheni. Now, as the Mishnah continues here in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches, we're going to discuss a situation where, and really discuss the halacha, that there is actually a point. Even though we learned previously that you're allowed to sort of, you know, take parts of the coin's value and sort of split it up. Half of it can be Maaser Sheni and half of it could be regular. There is going to be a point that Mishnah is going to teach us at which the sanctity of the Maaser Sheni coins is so depleted, has so minimal by taking more and more food against that, that ultimately the coin is going to lose its holiness altogether. It says the Mishnah, Hameiniach Iser Shel Maaser Sheni. One who sets aside an Iser coin of Maaser Sheni, again, to deconsecrate it little by little by eating against the corresponding food in Yerushalayim. Again, doing the opposite of what we were saying previously, that we have coins of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, that now I'm taking the fruit value in Yerushalayim itself and eating it. So now the coins are losing their Maaser Sheni status, and the fruits in Yerushalayim are gaining their Maaser Sheni status. Says the Mishnah, Ochel alav achar asar be'iser. That such a person can eat against this iser until 1/11th of the sanctity is left in the iser. At that point, you know, you could keep adding on and eating more and more fruit, but once there's 1/11th remaining of the iser, at that point, the remaining holiness of Maaser Sheni in the iser disappears automatically. 1/11th is considered very insignificant, and therefore at that point, it's considered to be not whole. And therefore, you can no longer eat fruits on behalf of these coins. Ve'echad mimeya be'iser, or in some cases, as the Mishnah, until 1/100th of the sanctity is left in the iser. Now, so we have two measurements: until 1/11th is left in the iser, or until 1/100th is left in the iser. Again, according to this first opinion, and as the Bar Tanura points out, obviously these two amounts, 1/11th and 1/100th, cannot refer to the same case. Rather, the smaller amount, the 1/100th amount, applies in the case of an iser that is being used to redeem definite Maaser Sheni, while the larger amount, the 1/11th, applies in the case of an Iser used to redeem Maaser Sheni of Demai. Demai, once a 1/11th is done, then the coin is considered to be not sanctified anymore. And in the case of Vadai Maaser Sheni, real Maaser Sheni, then 1/100th is when the coins are no longer considered to be holy and have lost their status completely. But now we're going to have a few disagreements regarding this halacha. Beis Shammai says, Hakol Asara. There is no difference between definite Maaser Sheni and that of Demai in all cases, says Beis Shammai. Whether the Maaser Sheni is definite or Demai, again, where we're not sure if there's Maaser Sheni or not, it was from an Amma Aretz. 1/10th is the point at which the remaining sanctity in the Isser completely disappears. Uveis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, no, it does matter, it does make a difference. And as the Bar Tanur points out, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, Bevadai Achar Asar. In the case of definite Maaser Sheni, 1/11th is the point at which the remaining sanctity in the Iser disappears. Uve Demai Asara. But in the case of Maaser Sheni of Demai, 1/10th is the point at which the remaining sanctity in the Iser completely disappears. Have a great day.